Do you love the Mason Vera Payne Show?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Then keep listening. It's time for Team MVP. Team MVP is a show about your life, covering everything from movies and games to technology to politics, but not the stuff you hear about on the news. Coming to you from MVP Studios, Team MVP starts now.
Hi, this is Brian Altimer live from MVP Studios in Chicago, and thank you for tuning in. Now, Facebook will be heading into the cryptocurrency market in 2020 with Libra. Now, Facebook has had a hard time protecting users' data, so how will they thrive in the cryptocurrency market? Joining me to discuss Facebook's latest endeavor in cryptocurrency is the director for the American Institute for Economic Research, Jeffrey Tucker. Thank you so much for joining me, Jeffrey.
It's my pleasure. Thank you for having me.
Facebook has already had issues with privacy. Why do you think they want to take on this ambitious endeavor in cryptocurrency?
A lot of it comes down to they're looking at China right now, and they're seeing the way people process payments in China. And the people are not taking out their credit cards, Visa, MasterCard, or paying cash. What they're doing is paying with social applications. And there's an integration between their social networks and their payment systems in China. And it's the biggest market out there. It's called WeChat, where everybody pays for everything. And so Facebook knows that they're really behind. Well, not just that Facebook's behind, it's just that U.S. is behind in the new forms of payment systems. Now, WeChat uses conventional mediation, you know, but what Facebook's proposing to do is use blockchain technology to speed up transactions and make them much lower cost. And hopefully they believe they can capture the next generation of payment processing systems in the United States. But as part of this, they're inventing a new currency. And that's what's got everybody really rattled. I think it probably can work. Now, you talk about privacy concerns. Here's the issue. Everybody knows about privacy problems with Facebook anyway. People still use it.
Right, right. Because I know I still use it because I'm on it right now.
The other thing is that, you know, look, here's the truth about it. There's no privacy with your bank or with Visa right now. I mean, you know, any bank can shut down your account anytime, just like Facebook can shut down your account anytime. That's true. So I don't think it's going to be any worse Facebook getting involved in the currency and banking markets is what this really is. I mean, they're taking on the banks. They're taking on the dollar. This is an ostentatious and audacious move.
Right. So that comes to my next question as far as like regulations, like who's going to regulate this? If this takes off and people, you know, go more towards the cryptocurrency, how is this going to get regulated? Because I'm just assuming that, you know, anything new, there's going to be a lot of holes and openness for scammers.
There's that. But you know what's, I'll tell you what the concern of Congress, and there's going to be 800 hours of hearings, I can tell you that. It's going to be unbelievable. You're going to be hearing about hearings on this for the next 2 years. It's going to be crazy. But what the real concern is the compliance of this new Libra with existing banking and money regulations that are all about the government's right to know everything you're doing, right? So it's like this know your customer rules. What's strange about it is that the blockchain technology was created so that you didn't have to have this permission layer and you could have widespread democratic access. That was the idea. Because, you know, we got a lot of people who don't have bank accounts in this country, and a lot of people that are underserved, people who are excluded by the banking system because, I don't know, because they don't like banks, they don't like bankers, they don't want to have their privacy invaded. Maybe they're doing things the government doesn't like, you know, which is not all bad things. Some things government doesn't like that are, they're perfectly fine, you know. Selling weed to your friends, for example, you know?
I mean,
so there's a lot, you know. Banking regulations are all designed to kind of spy on you. And crypto was invented so that you wouldn't have to deal with that anymore. So now you've got this hybrid technology with Facebook. What they're trying to do is create a crypto-like thing that doesn't have the volatility, and also they're going to have to comply with these regulations. But it's a little strange because all the regulations are national regulations. But this coin, and they've been very clear about it, is a global token. So it's going to be regulated nationally, but it's going to be distributed internationally. To me, that's what's going to be most interesting, is how is the U.S. going to enforce regulations on Libra when it's being used in Malaysia, when it's being used in Beijing, when it's being used in Brazil. That's what's interesting.
So will people be able to actually invest in Libra and be able to trade kind of like how Bitcoin was in a sense?
Well, it's a little different because, you know, Bitcoin's really speculative, right? So you buy it at $10,000, then it's down to $3,000 and you feel like you got robbed. But then it goes up to $13,000 and you feel like you got rich. Right? Yeah, that's, you know, and everybody that I know who's been in Bitcoin has either felt like a genius or an idiot, depending on the day. but this is going to be a stable coin. So it's going to have a flat value, and they're going to try to stabilize it by holding enough assets to back all the existing tokens at a very stable rate, which makes it pretty attractive in a way in which Bitcoin is not. And some people like danger, right?
Yeah.
But not everybody likes danger with your money. You don't wake up tomorrow morning and find you have a third less money than you did when you went to bed. Right? Well, here's the thing. It's possible, though, and this is where it gets interesting, that the new Facebook company that's going to be distributing the Libra will be paying interest to the people who are holding the currency. And that's where it gets interesting. So you know how in the old days, not so much true anymore, that when you saved money, you would make money because it's making money in the bank.
Right, just
not,
sitting there.
Not
yeah.
in the stock market, but in the bank, you were earning 2-4%, and that was kind of sweet. I mean, that doesn't happen that much anymore because interest rates are so low. Banks are getting paid money by holding their deposits at the Fed. You and I are not getting paid money by holding our money in the bank. So what I think what Libra is going to do is to try to pay its depositors, for lack of a better term, some rate of return. So let's say you get 2.5% or 2.75% just by keeping your money in Libras instead of at your local bank. That is when it's going to get really interesting.
That's a good incentive. I would try it to see how it would go.
Yeah, that's right. So you're going to give up some privacy. You're going to let Mark Zuckerberg know about all your transactions. However, you know, we do that already with Venmo. Do you ever use Venmo?
No, I never used it.
Venmo is a funny thing because it's connected to your Facebook account. So, like, if you buy me a pizza for lunch, I'm like, all right, here's your money. And what, you know what young people do? You can't believe it. Venmo, by default, displays all your transactions publicly. And you'd think that that would be a nightmare. I mean, like, I would never do that. Young people love it. They want to brag about all the money they're spending.
Now, one of the things I definitely want to ask you, too, is that with all this negative stories that's been coming out of Facebook within, I'll say, the past like 2 years, in a sense, basically continue to actually grow with little consequence. So with them adding Libra, is this setting like a bad precedent for the website? And also, Facebook, in a sense, it is a monopoly. Is that a bad thing?
Yeah, I mean, I agree with everything you just said. The only thing about this is I really do consider this to be a first step. You know, once Facebook gets in the market and it starts to succeed, you know how it works under capitalism. Everybody's copying everybody else, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So if it succeeds, we're going to start seeing every one of these social. There's going to be a Twitter currency. There's going to be a Google currency. There's going to be all. Everybody's going to be using it. And especially if they start using this blockchain technology. So here's the thing about this blockchain technology. You can move money around within it. It's a ledger. It's a ledger that just records who owns what. All operates automatically, almost a free level. So you're reducing your costs. Right now, when you use a credit card, there are something like five different companies that are being paid. And you're being charged for that, or the vendor's being charged and trying to pass on the cost to you. But under blockchain technology, the fees go down to almost zero, and everybody's cut out of the business. No more banks, no more credit cards, no more processing units. It's all gone. So that is a tremendous money-making opportunity for Facebook that's going to save customers money. So if they can prove that this is successful, everybody's going to be copying them, and they'll gradually lose market share over time. Now, I tell you what, though. And if I know Zuckerberg, this is the way it's going to work. If they're the only ones that can afford to comply with all the regulations, it could be more difficult for others to get involved in the industry. But they might have the market on these crypto social media tokens cornered for quite a lot of years.
And there you have it. Jeffrey Tucker, editorial director for the American Institute for Economic Research. Make sure you check Jeffrey Tucker out on Twitter. It's at Jeffrey A. Tucker on Twitter. And if you want to check out the American Institute for Economic Research on Twitter, it's at AIER. That's A-I-E-R on Twitter if you want to check that out, too. Jeffrey, thanks so much for joining me.
Oh, it's been my pleasure. Thanks so much for having me. All the best.
Thank you.
Love what you just heard? Team MVP is brought to you by everyone's favorite unabridged millennial, Mason Vera Payne. Let's be friends. Connect with us at Mason Vera Payne on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Got a question or comment for the show? Email contact at masonverapayne.com. And make sure to check out masonverapayne.com to catch up on what you missed and get fresh content multiple times a week. That's Mason Vera, P-A-I-N-E, all one word, .com.